This is Dakota Datebook for August 28th. In 1912, political fervor and interest swept the country over the presidential election. President Taft sought the Republican nomination, challenged by former President Theodore Roosevelt, who unexpectedly entered the race. Senator Robert La Follette was yet another contender for the nomination. When North Dakota held its primary that March, La Follette was the winner even over Roosevelt, who was so popular in the state. Various newspapers claimed that Democrats had voted for La Follette, affecting the results. And those with La Follette claimed that reactionaries and stand-patters alone voted for Roosevelt. Nonetheless, La Follette's popularity fell off, and as the Republican Party looked to back Taft, Roosevelt still sought the presidency under a third party, the National Progressive Party. It was becoming well known as the Bull Moose Party after he described himself as fit as a bull moose. There were men in North Dakota who supported Roosevelt. Dorr H. Carroll, who owned a farm near Carpio, was also an attorney, ex-newspaper man, real estate dealer, and merchant, and was very involved in progressive politics. He had backed La Follette, but now threw himself behind Roosevelt. By early August, a brief note in the Bismarck Tribune stated he was in full charge of the state's progressive campaign. What there is of it. There were men in North Dakota who supported Roosevelt. With all the back and forth, it may have seemed especially ominous when, on this date, some valuable documents of the Bull Moose Party were stolen from Dorr Carroll as he traveled on a Great Northern passenger train. A search ensued for a thief, but the manhunt ending was rather tame. It was just a case of mistaken baggage. Another man had taken Mr. Carroll's suitcase instead of his own. Noticing the mistake, the man immediately notified Carroll and the bag. Its valuable contents were returned. By the way, the 1912 election ended with North Dakota voting for Democrat Woodrow Wilson. Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Sarah Walker. I am Ann Olquist.